Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Quentin Rollins! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry Bucharin!
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. It would appear we're not going into the playoffs on much of a roll. Well, but we are going to the playoffs. So I've composed a short ode dedicated to the 20 teams who are not going to the playoffs. It is called A Short Ode to the 20 Teams Who Are Not Going to the Playoffs. It goes something like this. Roses are red, violets are blue. We're going to the playoffs. How about you? And that's the truth, so there. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Frankie, since we spoke last, yes. I understand there's been an addition to the Third and Short family.
Another addition to the Third and Short family. Vivian, my baby daughter, was born last Tuesday. 7 pounds, 1 ounce.
There we go.
There's a picture. Look
There's
at that.
There's Vivian.
That was her first bath. Oh, yeah. I'm even wearing the shirt, Larry.
Well, Frankie, congratulations to you, and God bless Amy.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest plays one of the NFL's most demanding positions, and he's been playing it well, and he is a rookie. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to the Packers' second-round draft choice, Quentin Rollins. Quentin, how are you?
I'm doing well, yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for being on the program. We're excited to see you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. The Viking game. Talk some about it. And as a defensive player, I suppose job one when you guys get together before the game on Wednesday morning or whenever is we got to contain Adrian Peterson. Mission accomplished. You guys did it not once, but twice this season. What was the keys to doing that, Quentin?
I think Dom came up with a great game plan. We didn't want to press up the field too much and give Adrian some creases to kind of make some moves. He likes the jump cut, so we just want to stay on an even level, let him come to us, and then rally to the ball, which we did a great job of doing.
Another great job, Teddy Bridgewater, who's been really coming on strong. You guys hold him and the Viking passing game to a quarterback rating of 45 points. Again, what was the key points, key elements in getting that done?
Again, just a great game plan. We came with a great game plan to kind of slow them down. We know they had a hot week last week versus the Giants, so we just want to come in and do our job. We was in the right calls, got them in some third and longs, which actually helped. I think we was like 82% on our third down.
Quentin, want to ask you about the other side of the ball, and I know that's not your bailiwick, mm-hmm. but you go against these guys in practice mm-hmm. every day, and you've been doing it since August. How do you look at the offensive issues that have become, unfortunately, kind of regular? What do you think?
I really don't have a take on that. I'm focused on my job. I have a lot of things on my plate, being a rookie with special teams and defense, so I have to worry about that alone. I don't really have time to dive and dab into what the offense got going, but I have confidence in those guys. They show up to work every day in practice, and that's what we can ask of them, and they'll be ready to go next week.
Okay, Quentin, I got a couple of real quick questions. You are a rookie, as you said, right? And you've also came to the Packers after just 1 year of college football, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you play one of the NFL's, as I mentioned in the introduction, one of the NFL's most demanding positions, correct? Cornerback?
Yeah.
And yet, at this point in your rookie season, teams throw away from you. They do not go after you. And that... I think that speaks volumes, because they'll go where they think they can make a living. They avoid you a lot. What's the deal?
I don't know. I don't know. I ask myself the same thing sometimes. But just a testament to my preparation. I really take my job seriously. I don't take it for granted at all. And just being in the right position at the right time and then getting the opportunity. So I'm just trying to take advantage of it.
Quentin, I mentioned just 1 year of college football because you were busy with 4 years of college basketball. And Quentin was a heck of a basketball player at Miami of Ohio. I mean, one of the school's all-time leaders in steals and assists. Quentin, I wanted to ask you, does your basketball background wind up helping you in football?
Yeah, it definitely does, in a number of different things. With my balance, my feet. And, you know, in basketball, you got to use your feet. You can't use your hands. You're going to get called for fouls. So, and that's the same thing in the NFL. Past 5 yards, you really can't. You can't use your hands. You'll get PIs. So a number of different things have helped me. My vision and zone coverage and just playing fast. And the little things that you do in a basketball game, playing hard, getting on the ground for loose balls, it also carries over into my players being physical and sticking my nose in there for tackles.
Well, in his 1 year of college football, Quentin is the Mid-American Conference, it's a big-time conference, Defensive Player of the Year in 1 year. So you had outstanding success in both sports. Which do you like better?
I just love to compete, honestly. I grew up playing football, basketball, and baseball, so I just love to get out there, have fun with my teammates, and just play the game in the right way. So I don't have a favorite one. I just love to compete.
Well, Quentin, hang on to your hoodie, buddy, because it's time to go. In the huddle.
In the huddle. Woo!
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Quentin, are you ready?
Yes,
now, Quentin, these are memorable plays.
Yeah.
Your first two career interceptions we're going to look at right here. And could you can draw on this beauty right here, and I think this is you right here. Now, on this particular play, this is your first interception. Mm-hmm. What was your job responsibility?
Well, I think we're in quarters calls right here. So my job is if two goes out, then I got to run with him. But if he goes vertical, I just reroute him. And since three is to me, then I'm going to be outside leverage. If three is away from me, then I'd be inside leverage.
So you count the receivers like one, whoops, two, three, like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really cool. We learned something today, didn't we? Uh-huh. Okay, let's roll the tape. And you're playing quarters, you said, in that zone. And you do a little rerouting there. Okay, and let's stop it right here. So now, at this point, what does your job become? What are you doing?
Now I'm just zoned up. And I'm looking for work. So if somebody was to come out of the backfield, that would be my responsibility. But I see a guy coming from there. He's going to become the new three. So then I got to pick him up.
Wow, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, something else that's going on is Dayton Jones right here is putting some heavy heat on the quarterback. And we can see it coming. And you can see Quentin start reacting to a receiver coming across. And that's the reaction everybody's looking for. How did that feel? How did that feel?
Everything, it was happening so fast that I don't even, it was just a blank.
Okay, well, first career interception, goes for a touchdown. Now tell me about this, the Lambeau leap thing. Tell me about that.
I got hassled a little bit for that because people say I didn't get up high enough. But at that point in time, you're tired from running that long. And then the excitement within you from getting an interception, not alone, let alone scoring, and you're a rookie. In Lambeau Field, so a lot was going on at the time. I didn't have really the energy or the juice to get up there, but if I get another opportunity, I'll make it up there.
We're looking forward to it. Okay, let's go. As a matter of fact, later in that game, Quentin's second career interception. Lined up similarly on this play. Mm-hmm. Is the coverage similar? What's going on this one?
I think we're in calls again.
Yeah.
So three is to me. I'm outside leverage again, getting a reroute on two, and then zoning up if he doesn't go out.
Okay, let's roll the tape. And once again, a little reroute. You break real hard this way. Was that just a reaction to the thrown ball, or did you sense something, or was there preparation involved?
I just read my keys. Like once I rerouted too, then I can get vision on the quarterback and just kind of zone up and lean off what he's doing. So I seen his demeanor facing this way, so I went that way, not even knowing that number 11 was right there. I just off my instincts and.
Well, those instincts proved absolutely correct. Quentin breaks on the ball, leaping interception, gets it secured before he hits the ground. Did you have any family at this game?
Yeah, my mother was there, and my uncle and my aunt made the trip, so and my little nephew. So it was had a good showing.
So when you walked out after the game, that had to be great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great game for them to come to. I think there was my uncle, he's a diehard Bengals fan. I think he was thinking about going to the Bengals game that day and decided to come see me play, so it was good.
Well worth the trip. Well done, bro. All right. Coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Don! Thank you, Third and Short. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Don. You're a big, strapping young man, Don. You ever play football?
A little bit back in the day.
You ever play cornerback?
No.
Well, you are tonight, buddy.
All right.
Okay, if you can learn the football skill Quentin's about to coach you on, you earn his autograph. How's that?
Sounds good.
Real cool. Okay.
Yes.
Quentin, what are we going to learn?
We're going to just learn a little press technique. Going to get down your stance, and then based off his reaction, however, you're going to take a tempo step to get your feet going. Inch back, and then once he chooses a side, whichever side he chooses, you'll get your feet at a 45-degree angle to kind of widen his release, and then after that, you should be in great position to defend the rest of the route.
Okay. Say your prayers, Big Donnie. Okay, I'm the receiver. I'm going to stand up like they do in the modern pro game.
You want to be square, though. Feet square.
Now, I can go either way, right, Quentin?
Yes.
Okay, can I fake him?
If you want to.
Okay.
His technique should take care of that.
Can you give us a set hike or something?
Set hike. There you go. Yeah.
Was there a flag or anything?
Nah, he got you within 5 yards.
You violated the 5 yards. But anyway, Quentin, did he pass?
Yeah, he passed.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay,
no
well, Don is getting Quentin's autograph. We got to take a break. There we go. When we come back, more with Quentin Rollins. Don't go away, please. Thank you, Third and Short. Back with Quentin Rollins. Quentin, everything's a first this year. First career sack against the Chicago Bears, no less. That'd be kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, that was definitely cool, especially because I didn't have a sack in college. I got the rush. I got a couple corner blitzes, but I never got home. That was definitely nice to get a sack.
Quentin, I wanted to ask you, we saw some of it right there. You got involved with the blocker and stuff like that. You had to get by a guy. You don't. And I suppose it could be surprising considering a basketball background. You don't shy away from the rough stuff whatsoever. But when you think about it, isn't big-time college basketball kind of a contact sport in its own right?
Yeah, definitely. But just growing up, I was always proud of myself on being tough. Just what I like to do, stick my nose in there. I did the little things in basketball to help us win games, like getting on the floor, taking charges, getting in there, tussling with the big guys. So it's just something that's just carry over naturally.
Quinn, we saw your interceptions earlier, and I've got a prediction. During your career, you're going to have a boatload of them. You get your hands on a lot of balls. You're in the neighborhood all the time. And I think as you grow and progress in the game, those balls you get your hands on will become interceptions. I mean, you just got a knack for it. Where does that come from?
Yeah, I hope you're right. Your prediction's right. That would be nice. But again, just having a knack for the ball, as you said, no matter what sport I play, I just always had a knack for the ball.
Something that's going on in the NFL, and really a lot of it this year, is you guys got to fight your way over picks, around picks. And they're flat-out picks, but they don't get called a lot. How do you get mentally ready to do that? Because you know they're coming.
You really just got to trust your technique, trust yourself. if you do your film study that week, you should know how a guy's going to come off the line or what formation they're going to get into to run their little rub routes. So that should take care of itself, and at the end of the day, just play ball.
Now, I haven't defended a pass in anger since, like, grade school or high school, but just being a practice and watching Joe Witt work with you guys, I think Joe's an excellent coach. What do you think? Yeah, your position coach.
Yeah, definitely an excellent coach. He knows the game so well. One of the smartest guys I've ever been around as far as the X and O and on the board. And he doesn't try to system the guys that he gets. He knows each player is their own different player. You can coach everybody the same, but at the same time, you got to give guys some leeway and some of the technique things that they can do because everybody's body's different. So he's been phenomenal in that.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Quentin from our lively audience here in the Legends Club. Right across the beautiful Lambeau Field, Adrian. Stay with me. All right, we are back. Quentin Rollins, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Owen.
The Owenator. What's your question?
What's the defense in your point of view?
Oh, I love the defense. We're a close group, from the DBs to the linebackers to the guys up front. We're a close group. We feed off each other, and it's been nothing but great.
All right, thank you. And next up, we have Mrs. Seam from Marinette Middle School, who had fingers for her entire class. Can we see those? Are we seeing them right now?
Yes.
Okay. What a nice teacher. She said, those are my cherubs.
They're cherubs. Tomorrow they might not be.
My teacher's never said that. Okay, Mrs. Seam, what do you teach?
I teach sixth grade math.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Okay.
What's Quentin, I won't put you on the spot and ask you how good of a math student
you
were.
Thank you.
But
thank
what
you.
Advice would you give some of my sixth grade football players?
I would tell them to definitely take school very seriously, especially if they want to pursue the next level, because without an education or being good with your academics, it's going to be hard to get you into a college, and that's going to make the process a lot harder as opposed to taking care of your business first and then handling your sports second.
And you got your degree at Miami of Ohio, did you not?
Yes, I did. Very proud of
you. All right. Congratulations. And next up, we have a birthday boy, Chuck.
Hi, Quinn.
Happy birthday.
How many is it? Come on, spill your guts.
59.
All right. You don't look a day.
That's it. I'm 29.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
My question for you, being a rookie and only playing 1 year of college football, what do you have to do in the NFL to keep your body in shape for a 20-game season or more now?
Me and the PR guy, I was talking about it on the way up here. Playing college basketball, we play almost 40 games. I really didn't realize it till we had this conversation because my body feels relatively good for our, I think we're on our, about to play our 21st game. So then he brought up the question, brought up the statement about me playing college basketball and the rigorous schedule, playing maybe two or three times a week. So I think that's helped me actually with this season.
All right. Craig, what was your favorite question and what lovely parting gift does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was from the Owenator, and he gets these way cool sunglasses and Packer duct tape to hold him down on windy days.
Wonderful. How's that, Owenator? First red. All right, coming up, we'll talk Redskins. Stay with us, please. We are back with Quentin Rollins. Quentin, I know it's early in the football week, but the Washington Redskins, what do you think?
Very explosive team offensively. They got a lot of weapons with Jackson, Garcon, and Crowder in the slot, and then a good tight end and Reed. So we're definitely going to have our hands full, but we'll come prepared.
Anything different in the locker room and so forth now that it's playoff time?
I haven't sensed anything. I think it's been the same focus, same environment. Come back Wednesday, ready to work.
Quentin, I hope a great rookie season continues. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you very much, sir.